Hey, Levi?
Yeah.
Hey, Levi, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day today, but it's Friday at least. It's always good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. I haven't been counting the days or anything like that, you know? I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I guess my biggest question would be, do I have to have a website? Because I do not have a website set up.
Website, easy fix. I can get a website for you. The major benefit to you and all this is the placement on Google.
Okay. Yeah, that's basically what I was looking for, but I didn't know if I had to set up a site first or anything.
Back in the day, they did require a site, but when I say back in the day, make me sound so old. but yeah, about 10 years ago, it was a requirement. Now, I mean, we could put you on the first page with no website at all. If you're paying for the advertisement, they'll list you.
Okay.
But I'll definitely include one in the package for you. I mean, it definitely helps, especially if you have pictures of work maybe that you've done in the past or like some of your equipment or some of your guys or like a logo. You know, those are all things you definitely want to document and highlight each individual service that you do, not just the hauling portion. Yeah, the benefits of the placement, because there's only three guys that show if you look up hauling in this area, and it's basically a 40-mile radius. I mean, you could basically call it Ohio. What is this? Oh, you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
Yes.
How do you like that service?
I don't know. You have to be determined.
Gotcha. Yeah, Tara just sent me a link to your Home Advisor by Angie's page. You know, those guys are on the first page of Google.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so if you're buying leads from that, you're basically already buying leads off the first page of Google. It's just you're paying for every single lead, whether you get it or not, on that platform. And then they sell it to a couple other guys, too. So we basically just be cutting out your middleman and listing you independently and let people call you directly as a live call. I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Oh, yeah.
It's always better.
When I first signed up for that, I didn't realize it was going to be like a pay for every single lead. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, there's all kinds of articles about that because they don't really disclose how they do things. And then they sign guys up and, you know, you guys find out the hard way once you're 2-3 weeks into it that they've been debiting your account every chance they get.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. It's upsetting for me just because I had a guy recently, he was brand new business, you know, he had a very limited budget and he used that and they drained him. I'm going to go back and find some work. I'm not going to, you know, he basically just gave up. They crushed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be careful with those kind of systems. You want to spend more before you make it. You know, you might have to buy like 3 or 4 leads for every conversion by the time your overhead's taken care of and you pay the lead fees. You know, if they're eating all your profit, it's almost like you're working for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, the major benefit is that we have the Google Places placement available. The last time we had an opening for this service area was 11 months ago. The reason you would want this placement is because 90% of the time that's where people search or pick from. They don't usually go past the first page. And like I said, there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So that should save you a grip of money throughout the year. And it'll also get you more exposure. More people are just Googling than are home advisoring. I think you can agree with that. But there are other things that we would do for your business. As a Google partner, we have access to various different directories that utilize the Google search engine. Things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few. There's about 60 different ones you could opt into, and that'll complete your online profile, so that way you won't need any other services. And then we also do the other major search engines, Bing, Apple and Safari. So you basically would have all your bases covered with our platinum bundle here. with the website too. And then there's Facebook advertising as well. So you have a Facebook business profile with Facebook ads. So, I mean, you're going from having all your eggs in one basket, paying for every lead, whether you get it or not, or we could put your eggs in multiple baskets and you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate. So normally we charge $4.99 for that platinum bundle. I can get the price reduced to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis, and I could lock you in at that discounted rate so that way it doesn't go up in the future. And I feel like if you compare that side-by-side with HomeAdvisor, I don't know what your budget is with HomeAdvisor on a monthly basis, but I know you'd probably end up leaving those guys after the first month.
So it's $300 every month?
It's $2.99 exactly. There's no other charges.
Yeah,
I know it sounds like a lot, huh? I know it sounds like a lot, but if you break it down, it's very simple. Like $100 goes directly into Facebook ads. So, I mean, if you want to remove the Facebook ads, you could save yourself $100 there. But there is benefit to being on Facebook, you know. Even in your platform, especially in your platform, I should say. Guys like, you know, plumbing, HVAC, demolition, excavation, hauling, junk removal, those guys, they all do really well with Facebook. So that's just one that particularly benefits your industry. And then you got to remember the website, you know, website alone. If you look into it, you got to buy a domain. You could build it yourself, save yourself some money. If you hire somebody to build it for you, now you're spending $1,000, sometimes $2,000. And then the hosting fees on the website every month, right? So if you really break down everything that you're getting in that price, that package, we're losing money on that. Like, you know, but the reason we're willing to do that is because we're invested in you liking it and wanting to continue to use it. Usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back. You don't have a problem spending that dollar. There's no better way in 2024 to establish a business than to, you know, get you Google verified and make sure you're showing up every time people in your area are looking for what you do. I mean, it's going to really change you from having a business idea to running jobs regularly. Don't think about it as like a commitment. It's month to month. So obviously, if you don't make money this month, we don't make money next month. We know that. We get all our guys to come back each month at their own will.
Yeah, we don't really have the budget to do it.
Well, the business expense, you know, something that you write off, you end up getting it back for a reason, because usually in order to start a business, you need these tools. You need to be Google verified. People are going to want to look you up, you know, make sure you're a real company.
Can we do it with just like the being on Google without the website, without the Facebook, would that be any cheaper?
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I did the website for free, so the website's not really going to change the price, but I could do it with no Facebook ads, and I could get it to $199 month to month. That literally just takes off the $100 of Facebook ads that we're going to put towards it. But the website would still be included. Oh, so you don't even need them. Yeah, so the $199 would be the pricing structure just to get the Google advertising, the directory submissions, and then the other search engine submissions for Bing, the Amazon Alexa voice search results, and Safari.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Safari usually defers to Google anyway. Same thing with Bing. Bing usually defers to what Google says too. So the Google verification and having that listing is key. And you got to remember too, like, even if you leave us in the future, you keep your Google business profile and all the content. So like your reviews are still up there. People still be able to look you up, see that you're an actual company. You really exist. I mean, some people make the statement, a lot of business owners make the statement that you don't even exist yet until you've been Google verified, because they can't look you up. Like there's no way to look up SLD hauling and actually write a review and see these things. But obviously, that'd be the first thing we do. We get you Google verified, get up and running, and then we have to get into the back of that Google Business profile and do the programming to move it up to the first page of the search results. So, you know, you're going from you couldn't find yourself if you looked up your name to now everybody's seeing you when they not only look up your name, but they look up a service you provide if they're within 40 miles of you. And then having your own website, you know, those are huge benefits. Like I said, if you compare it to HomeAdvisor, I mean, I don't know how $199 is expensive if you're doing HomeAdvisor, to be honest. You'll blow through $199 in a week on that platform. The hauling leads are like $40, $50 a pop. So it's like, you know, even if you're getting just like two a week, you're going to be spending $320 on that platform.
I think the worst part is I've already paid them almost $300. They do like $300 for the year and then charge you for every lead, which I've only gotten one lead, but it was like $18 or something.
That's a good deal. But, I mean, did it turn into a job?
No. I don't really like that anyway, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, so look here, I could show you this, like FTC versus HomeAdvisor. Here it is right here. Federal Trade Commission charges HomeAdvisor Inc. with cheating small business owners seeking leads for home improvement projects. It says since 2014, here I'm going to text it to you, the Angi affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood that they would result in actual jobs. And then it does say, let's see here. Many of the leads HomeAdvisor sells consist of information submitted by consumers on the company's website. It also resells leads it buys from third parties known as affiliates who generate the leads in part from web-based forums that ask consumers about potential home projects. Service providers who join HomeAdvisor Network pay an annual membership fee, $287.99. Is that what you got charged? $288
Yeah.
Basically? Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to a separate fee for each lead they receive. As part of their HomeAdvisor membership package, many service providers also paid an additional $60 for an optional one-month subscription to a service called mHelpDesk, which includes software that helps scheduling appointments and processing payments. So, did you do that HelpDesk thing too?
HelpDesk?
Yeah, it's like $60 thing. So it says the total subscription fees usually amount to $347.98, and it automatically renews every month at $60 until you cancel for the help desk.
Yeah, I don't think we did that. Just the.
Yeah, it says the complaints allege HomeAdvisor's sales agents misrepresented the cost of the optional one-month mHelp desk subscription by telling providers that the first month is free with an annual membership. Oh, so they basically don't really disclose it to you guys that $60 charge is going to happen. They just charge you the $280-something to give you the first month of that mHelp desk for free, which is like the app basically for you to track the leads or where they send the leads to. And then they start charging you just for having that. So you have like a little app or something from them called the mHelp desk?
No, just Angie's List Pro.
Okay. And they bought Angie's List actually in 2017. It was Angie's List. Now it's Angie's Leads. They went bankrupt, Angie's List. Yeah. So basically what they're doing, though, is they're marketing themselves on all these other platforms trying to get people to click on them. Kind of like we're offering to do for you, but independently, right? Where they're seeing your name, not HomeAdvisor 10 Best. And then if people click on that, obviously they know they're going to get multiple quotes. So they're usually looking for the cheapest guy. And that's the leads that they're selling to you for a fee, you know? So now you're paying this lead fee. It's going to four or five other guys. The homeowner's just looking for which one of you is the cheapest. And then, you know, they keep your money regardless. So it's better to hightail it out of there before you get too deep in it. But honestly, if you're not going to do the Google advertising, then that's probably the next best thing for your business to get leads consistently, you know, even though they're not, like, high quality. So That's what I'm saying. Like, if we could get your foot in the door, you don't have to cancel them right away. Let us prove it to you. Like, let us get your foot in the door, get your Google listing verified, get your website built for you, you know, put you in position to start having some calls coming in. And then once those calls are coming in and you start seeing the consistency without having to spend all that money on it, then, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I'm sure you'll probably wind up leaving those guys and using this as your long-term solution. So many business owners have been doing for the last 28 years.
Yeah, well, that's where I started was I didn't even want to mess with anything like that. I was trying to, I guess, get everything on Google, but I didn't know, like...
How to do it. Yeah. Well, even just getting Google verified, you could do that yourself, actually. And same thing with the website. You could build a website yourself, too. These ones obviously would be professionally done. The Google verification is a lot quicker when you do it through a Google partner. But what you're really paying for is to be a top option on the first page. That's where 90% of people are making their decisions. So that's what's going to make it so you're making your money back 10 times over each month, you know. If you think about one big hauling job, that's going to offset the cost of the campaign for, you know, a couple months at a time. And then, you know, it's a write-off. So you're able to write it off as a business expense and you get it back at the end of the year when you do your taxes anyway. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to cost you anything. It's almost like it's an investment. If you're a business owner, you're investing in the business.
Yeah, my thing really, I guess, is just we're not really taking on that many jobs right now because we're not out there, you know, like we literally just started, so...
Yeah, I mean, you don't market. You couldn't find yourself right now, so how would you get a bunch of jobs? Your next-door neighbor can't even find you, so obviously. But that's you got to do things like that in order to get your name out there. That's why when you start a business, it's expensive.
With the website, will we, like, that's set up and then it's just free, or will we have to pay for that later?
No, the website's a part of the service. So I'm including that for you, Levi, no extra charge.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, I talked to my other guys, and they're good with it, so we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, they'd definitely be good with it. I mean, come on, it's Google. I mean, you need a Google business profile. I don't want to beat you up about it, but I'm like, at least get the Google business profile going for your company. At least, yeah. Website and everything is just added bonus, and being on the first page is just really going to reel it in. So,
yeah, that's ideal.
Yeah, it's ideal. It doesn't get better than that. There's business owners that already have a site, already have a Google business profile, and then they're just waiting, like, 6 months, a year for a spot to open up. For us to be able to kill all three birds with one stone, it's like it's probably going to be the most profitable $200 you spend in your life.
So
seriously, it's like if you're gonna start,
I'm just hoping we can get it. If we can get at least one job in the first, you know, month, it would pay that back basically.
Easily doable. That's a major understatement, and that makes me feel really happy that you're saying that, because it's just like this. You're not asking much.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard when you're starting out, though. I mean, just...
It is. Yeah, you don't have any reviews, you know, or anything. Like, but
yeah,
that's how you get there, though. You don't get there by not starting, by not doing it, you know? Yeah, you got to get it, invest in it now. Maybe you won't get to the point that you want to be for the next 3 or 4 or 5 months, whatever the case may be, but you're definitely not going to get there if you don't start, you know. And if you look at these guys that are out there, like Richard Wolf Trucking, they're not that far ahead for 10 years. They only got 21 reviews. You know, these guys are not asking for reviews. So if you're on top of it and you're constantly asking for reviews and stuff, you know, you can outdo their reputation probably in a year. Yeah, realistically. Yeah. You just got to be on top of it, you know, understand the game. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, Levi, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Tomlin, T-O-M-L-I-N.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing and an invoice receipt so that way you have it documented.
It's a long email.
It's okay.
Workingclassproperties@yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Blah.
Yeah.
Only time I use Yahoo is this time of the year. Fantasy football.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddies, we've been doing it for like 10 years straight, all on Yahoo, so we just stick with it. All right, and then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
We'll say 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, you want to go Monday through Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. There's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
16918 mm-hmm. Sycamore Road.
Mount Vernon.
Yes.
Got it. 43050.
Yep.
Okay. Save. All right. And do you have a company logo yet?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. Do you have any pictures of work that you guys have done in the past?
Yes.
Sweet. This is going to be awesome.
We're taking pictures of everything for our Facebook advertising.
Good man. No, that's awesome. Makes me so happy to hear that. Sometimes I got to get these stock photos that Google gives us, and it just looks so generic when we're building the site and everything. I hate it.
Yeah.
So I texted you this email address. Send in your logo and any photos that you want to use for the Google business profile and for the website to that email.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension if you need help with it. And then Okay. Do you have any kind of like license or insurance? Business registration?
Yes, we've got it's on the truck.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, there's a verification form you'll have to fill out over the weekend. It's pretty easy though. It's only like 15 questions. Half of it is like photos. I think like 10 of the questions are like pictures of like, you know, send in what you have basically. You just click the little upload. I'll show it to you here. Hold on, give me 1 second. And you spell your first name like the jeans, right? Just L-E-V-I?
Yes.
I had a buddy in high school who used to play corner. This guy was like, I used to play football growing up. He was probably like 115 pounds. I kid you not. And this kid was so fast. And he hit so hard. He's like a real estate agent out in Southern California now. But his name's Levi Stillman. I love that name because of that. Guy was big heart and a little body. Did you get that text message?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the Google verification form. So you only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you own your business. I mean, unless you relocate to another area or something, you won't have to go through this process again. But this form, when you fill it out, it will go directly to the Google headquarters. They'll review it, and then they'll put a badge and a check mark on your listing. It'll tell people that you're a Google verified contractor. So, you know, you might not have a big building and 100 different guys working for you, but on the computer, they're not going to be able to tell the difference. You're going to look just as professional as the next guy. So just make sure you come out there and do your thing, get a good review, and, you know, everything will start moving in the right direction. Kind of fake it till we make it, and we'll grow the business as we go. All right, and then Google verification done. Okay, and then I got to schedule a client interview. We could do a client interview today. They usually take about 30 minutes, but we asked for an hour. I have some time slots available, like 12 to 1. I have 2 to 3. I have 4 to 5, 6 to 7, 5 to 6. What time do you think would work best for you?
Are you guys on Eastern Standard?
No, no, we're on Pacific Standard. We're next to the Google headquarters in Southern California. So when I say 12 to 1, though, that's your time. Right now, it's only 8 o'clock here. It's 8:03.
Oh, okay. I could do probably 4 to 5.
4 to 5, okay. So that's 2 to 3, or 1 to 2 our time. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then there's going to be an automated text message reminder at 3 o'clock. Just as like a heads up. And then if anything pops up or changes in your schedule where you can't make it, just call me so that way I can push it to either later or Monday. But I'd rather get it done before the weekend because our graphic design team that's going to be building your website, I can still have them work on the site over the weekend. So if you send in like photos and logo and everything over the weekend and the account's already done the client interview, they can just get in there and start working on it, even when they're at home.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have your client interview scheduled. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Levi, how did you want to do that?
I will do a credit card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Are you talking about the card?
Yes.
It's my name and then the business name also okay. on it.
Okay, so Levi Tomlin, SLD Hauling. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right, Levi. So there should be 16 digits on the front of that card. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, give me just a second here.
Okay.
All right, it is 4535.
4535.
9700.
9700.
0100.
0100.
4951.
4951. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
07/26.
0726, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
930.
930. Okay. Let me go and update. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just added protection for you because I have you on a really discounted pricing structure, and I included the website, waived all the fees on that. So this is just going to outline the agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing. If I say anything that you don't understand, just stop me, okay? Could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so Levi, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
SLD Hauling.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Levi Tomlin, member.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, we already know what you have. It's just saying, like, we don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something we're already doing for you. I tried to set you up with as many bells and whistles as possible so that way you don't need anything else. I know it's already hard enough being a business owner. Yeah. You got all these things you got to pay for, so, and keep track of.
Yeah.
But if you're not sure, Levi, just make sure you're not, like, or just double check with us. Make sure you're not, like, duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you.
Okay.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is a month-to-month service, so you're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is August 2nd of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of, or it's 2024. Jesus, wrong year. It's going to be in the discounted, like, where am I, you know? My God. Okay, sorry. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $199. It says when the term is completed, the agreement setup to automatically renew each month on the second day, but it's going to remain in the discounted price of $199. So this is a platinum package. I've included the website for you, and I've waived all fees affiliated as far as like the setup of the campaign, and then I also removed the Facebook ads because you said you guys were going to take care of Facebook yourself. Okay? So...
Okay.
You'll have basically everything in the platinum bundle but Facebook ads. And then I'm going to send this all to you in writing as well. And it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the second day of the month so that way we can stop that automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be receiving some text messages from us. There's three like paragraph text messages. One of them's going to have a username and password for your tracking system. There's another one that'll say my.localsplash.com/terms. And that one's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. And then there's that Google verification form that I texted to you.
Okay.
Okay, those are your tools right there. So like the tracking system, you can log into that daily. We recommend that once we have you Google verified and up and running, you check that every 1 to 2 days. That's where you're going to basically keep track of your leads. So like even if you're missing the calls, it'll still save their information in there and you could call those guys back and we're not losing anything. And then also you could request the reviews through there too. Like you could send the customers a link to your Google business profile through the tracking system. They're going to send you a little YouTube video to your email, show you how to use the tracking system and how to do all this. That's pretty easy. It's like a step-by-step walkthrough for one of my colleagues here. And then, the outline of the agreement is there. Make sure you sign off on that and then obviously fill out the Google verification form. If it takes you some time to get those two done, no problem. Make sure you're available for the client interview this afternoon. I got that scheduled between 4 and 5. And then that's basically the gist of it. Just try to be available for the client interview, and then we can go step by step on the other stuff over the weekend if you need help or, I won't be in over the weekend. But we do have 24/7 customer service, so if you do need help over the weekend, it's the same phone number I'm texting you on. You just hit extension 1 instead of the 544. Okay? So... We'll walk you through it, Levi. I know it's going to seem like a lot. I don't want to overwhelm you, but we're basically doing all of it, but filling you in on what we're doing so that way you understand what you're paying us for.
Yeah.
Okay? So right now the only thing you got to focus on is just be available for that client interview this afternoon. I'll call you. I'll introduce you to the client interview tech, and then they're going to go over like your keywords, how you want your website to look, and the service area you cover. It'll be a pretty easy call.
Okay.
All right. Well, you made a great decision today. I'm telling you, man, it's hard to do anything nowadays without people being able to look you up on Google. You know, even if I was recommended to you from elsewhere, I'm going to want to look you up on Google. So you made a good decision as far as like the long-term benefits of SLD hauling. But you do have a team here to help you. So if you do have questions, comments, concerns, I know as a business owner, things can be overwhelming. Look at us as like a little help team you have here in your back pocket. Don't hesitate to call if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, even if it's kind of outside of the spectrum of what we're providing for you. We want the business to be successful as a whole because, you know, if you're not getting paid out there, we're not going to get paid next month. So just let us know if there's anything we can help you with.
Okay.
All right, Levi. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you during the client interview today at 4 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.